Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk All Ashes, the podcast that, you guessed it, covers all things Ashes of Creation related. I am Ferenczi, Variety MMO Gamer, joined by my brother Subjective.
Hello again.
And if you're not familiar, we break down things related to Ashes of Creations, give our thoughts, our opinions, talk about dev streams, react to things, and just kind of dig into Ashes of Creations and all the exciting things that are upcoming. We, of course, appreciate if you are enjoying the video, subscribe. We'd have some new subscribers joining us, and we thank you for that. Hit the like button. All those things are really helpful. And, of course, if you want to continue the conversation after the podcast, again, you can leave us a comment or jump in our Discord, which is linked below in the description for more. We'll kick it off as we always have. What have you been up to? What have you been playing this week, Sub?
Well, we're recording on a Monday. We usually post on a Wednesday, but this week I've been playing Overwatch 2. Going to be starting Once Human tomorrow, and then a little bit of Balatro. So
nice. Yeah, I think we're both going to be playing some Once Human, kind of digging into that a little bit before hopefully keep us busy till Alpha 2. I haven't been really playing that much. Game's done quick, just finish up. So honestly, I ended up watching a lot more of that than playing anything, which was really awesome. Definitely check out the VODs on YouTube if you haven't had a chance. Some really good ones, like Peanut Butter the Dog playing baseball, which was amazing. You saw that too, I know.
Yeah, I literally, when he won the game, I literally threw my arms up in the air.
Yeah, it was so awesome. I was honestly so anxious watching that. Like, I was just hoping that he'd win the game, which he did. It was really awesome. I can't recommend it enough. The runner, JSR, and the dog, obviously, Peanut Butter, is amazing. So definitely worth checking out. So yeah, I really haven't played too much. I was playing some Hades on my Steam Deck kind of as I was watching that. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, not too much, but definitely going to dig into Once Human. Hopefully that'll keep you pretty busy for the next couple weeks. We're going to dig into some updates. I'll start with mine, and then I think you have a little bit of announcements. This is just a reminder, in case you didn't check out our last kind of reaction video from the podcast to the June developer update, which technically happened at the beginning of July. Supposedly in the July developer update, which is a couple weeks away, hopefully they will be announcing the Alpha 2 release date. It was mentioned by executive producer, I forgot his last name. Brian was his first name. But he had said they're kind of checking some boxes, making sure everything looks good, and hopefully they'll be able to announce the Alpha 2 release date, which will obviously be huge. So I'm really excited for that. I know a lot of people are going to be really excited for that. So yeah, but otherwise I think you had a little bit of an announcement as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that release date. Yes, I do have an announcement. I know we have a very small community, so if something comes of it, that's okay. If not, well, it doesn't hurt to try, right? But I am announcing that I am, personally, going to be running a Alpha 2 guild for Alpha 2. So if anyone is interested in joining, I haven't decided on the name and anything yet. I will get into that. I still got time, so I'm just announcing it today. But I am going to run an Alpha 2 guild. Name TBD, doesn't really matter because it's not going to be launch, it's alpha. So we can test, maybe talk, maybe just discuss topics, maybe test Ashes together. Even if it's small, a couple people, I'm fine with that. But that's what I'm announcing today.
Cool, that's really exciting. I guess I'll join if I have to. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I just want to also point out that I know. A lot of people are already committed to the game and guilds and stuff like that, and that's fine. And launch is still a ways off, so like my goal is I would eventually like to run a launch guild, not a big guild, maybe like 30 to 50 people tops, but it's too far off for me to decide that right now. But maybe if this goes well over the course of Alpha 2, as our audience grows possibly, then we'll see where it goes. So yeah, just something to announce, that's all.
Yeah, it could be good for folks that maybe aren't sure if they want to join, because, you know, all the guilds are going to be transitioning to launch. So maybe if you're not sure if you have Alpha 2 access, but maybe you don't have a guild and you're not sure whether or not you're going to continue playing after launch, maybe good opportunity to join our guild. Obviously, you'll get some chances to test stuff out. We're going to be doing a lot of different things, hopefully, as time goes along. But yeah, really exciting. I'll be excited to jump in that and help however I can, for sure.
Just before you go, yeah, join our Discord. I will set up a channel for the guild, and maybe we can decide on maybe a goofy name, you know, nothing too outrageous obviously, but a goofy name for just Alpha and then decide on a real name if things progress that far. That's all.
All right. I'm looking forward to it for sure. But we're digging into our new topic. And Seb's really going to lead the way with this one. He had some thoughts and some things he wanted to chat about this. So I'll definitely chime in. But he is definitely more so the longtime MMO expert, obviously, with WoW and other MMOs. But yeah, talking about camera perspectives and kind of like what that means for an MMO. So Seb, if you want to kick it off, lead it off, go for it.
Yeah, the devs posted this. Was it at the stream? They were saying if give feedback on camera perspectives in their forums. So it was kind of a topic they wanted feedback on, I believe. Yeah. And that's what we just chose. And I figured, why not? Let's just talk about it, right? Because it's probably one of the more important aspects of an MMO that most people probably don't pay attention to, right? A lot of people pay attention to combat. I mean, everything in the MMO is important, right? But camera perspective is big because, at least in my long years of World of Warcraft anyways, you mostly play that game when the camera is zoomed out really, really far. And I'm just not a huge fan of that. Don't get me wrong, I love zooming the camera out really far, but having to do like that all the time, I'm not a big fan of that. And I guess we'll get into some questions that we have that I kind of thought up about. The most basic question you can ask for this is having a large zoom out and zoom in range a good thing in MMO. And I'm just going to start off with saying yes, absolutely. It's kind of a stupid question, but it's also a necessary one to ask because yes, you do need this 1000% for a million different reasons, but I won't even get in. I'll get into some of that as we get to some of these other questions, but what do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I'm obviously more of like a first person shooter type guy. And so usually like the decision isn't too much of a concern. Really the only concern for like FPS games is field of view, right? Is, you know, can you change your field of view, which is a really big deal.
That matters also.
Yeah, no, it's a major factor in FPS games that, you know, don't have an adjustable field of view. Is to me, it's like a huge negative. As somebody again a little bit less experienced with MMOs, it's interesting. You gave me a couple really good examples that I could kind of see, like, you know, more of like a normal perspective, kind of maybe like your standard like running around camera perspective. You know, it's kind of like, you know, third person, fairly close, kind of what I would expect, like, you know, maybe like in a third person action game, you know, when you're kind of walking around following your character. And then there's like the super massive zoomed out view that you would probably get when doing like a raid. And it is a massive difference. Like I'm fully in agreement. I think you kind of said, like, you know, when you're kind of in that like mega zoomed out view, like to me, it's just so, it just lacks immersion. You know, it feels like, you know, and I like games like, you know, like Baldur's Gate, like more of like a top down tactical kind of perspective. Like I really enjoy that, but you know, when you're so zoomed out, I think it just like takes away from like the level of immersion, like from what's kind of happening in front of you. So I can understand there being like a need to be able to like zoom in and out, obviously, right? That's a good thing to have like that level of adjustment, because sometimes like when that camera isn't at the right level of zoom, it could be really jarring. I know I have some examples I can think of, but we'll probably get into that a little bit later. But so yes, it's obviously a good thing, but I do think like maybe being a little bit more restrictive, like with the limit of how far you can zoom in and out could be beneficial.
Yeah, WoW does have a limit, obviously. And I do think you need to have zoom in and zoom out and FOV for accessibility reasons also, not just like personal reasons, because some people might get sick if the FOV is too what is it, like zoom feels narrow, too zoomed in, I guess. Yeah, narrow, yeah. That's the word was looking for, narrow. But I guess the biggest question is in World of Warcraft, a lot of the time most people play the game zoomed out all the time because obviously it gives you the best advantage, right? If you're in a dungeon, you can see everything going on. If you're in a raid boss, you know, you can see when someone has a debuff on them, or, you know, like, WoW WoW revolves a lot around add-ons showing those visual effects. So, like, if you can't see your whole raid in the view, then you're going to struggle to see some things going on. Like I said, I took a few examples for Ferencia, screenshots for him. We kind of to give him a little things, I'm kind of trying to explain it. Like, I play kind of zoomed in a bit enough to where he said it's like a normal third person action game, probably a little bit further than that, but it's enough to see, you know, your character, your armor and really good in your weapons and all your transmog and really good, view. Cause I like that. I like seeing my character look cool. But like in WoW, they've kind of fallen on a thing where they, you know, most people, like I said, play zoomed out all the time. And I don't, like I said, I'm going to try, I'll give you guys kind of an example of why zooming in and zooming out is good for me and why I don't like playing zoomed out all the time. So raid bosses, I don't like playing zoomed out all the time because, like I said, I don't know. I just don't like it. It's like, I feel like if you're beating on a big boss, like seeing him much bigger on your screen and then you're zoomed out and everything's tiny is, I don't know. It kind of breaks immersion a little bit for me. But then in PvP, like, because Ashes is heavily focused on PvP, you're going to want to zoom out because you're only going to get a lay of the battlefield. You want to rotate that camera. You're going to want to, you know, see what's going on. You want to know everything that's going on around you. So, like, when I'm PvP and, like, probably in small-scale PvP, I'm going to be zooming in and out a lot based on what's going on. So, but, like, if you're in a big battle, right, you're probably going to want to be zoomed out just so you can get a full lay of what's going on. Maybe they're setting up a siege engine or a catapult somewhere, and you want to call it out. So I'm trying to give some examples here so people could kind of, like, put a picture in their head of camera perspectives. And, like, so, like, for me, PvE, I just feel like it's better to have it, like, I'm not opposed to having boss fights. A couple boss fights now and then where you zoom out all the way. But I'm also, it's like, I don't think they should design boss fights that way. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's hard because we all know that people, especially in MMO, which tends to be pretty competitive, the standard MMO is competitive both in terms of PvE, right, whether it's like in World of Warcraft doing like mythic, raids, right, those are obviously super competitive, or whether it's PvP, obviously that's incredibly competitive. So people are going to do whatever gives them the most benefit, right, in the end. Most people, I would say, particularly if you're in like a hyper competitive, raid, or whether it's PvP, it's just, so that's kind of the issue with me. Like, if you give people the option, right, to give them some advantage, and in this case, we're going to, for the most part, assume that zooming out more is going to be an advantage, right? Gives you more ability to kind of like see what your teammates are doing, maybe see what the enemy is doing. I think people are going to take it, right? And so that's kind of like, I think, going to be more on, Intrepid, like deciding, like, how do we want to limit this, right? And that's going to be the big question, because I imagine there's going to be a lot of people that want to be able to zoom out like to the maximum amount where it almost looks like it's a real-time strategy game, like borderline, or like an action RPG, like top down. But I really believe that, like, there should be some kind of limit, like, on zooming, because some of those things that you mentioned, like, what if you're like PvPing and like you want to zoom out to see like, some siege equipment over the, like, over a mountain. And like, to me, like, that takes away from a lot of the gameplay, potentially, like some of the more interesting gameplay. A lot now, instead of you just zoom out and you can see the siege equipment, but like, what if you're a little bit more forced to stay zoomed in, then like potentially then okay, now we have to go send like our rogue or a couple of rogues over there to stealth over there and do some scouting versus just like, all right, I'm just gonna zoom out and I can see it. Like, to me, that's a lot more interesting gameplay wise. So it's kind of tough, because like I said, I know there's going to be a lot of people that probably disagree maybe with that take, like having kind of a locked, maybe a more limited zoom out perspective. And I don't think it should be necessarily like super prohibitive, but I do think like being able to zoom out so far that it becomes more of like an action RPG or like a real-time strategy game is, like, to me, just, it's just not that interesting. It's not immersive. And I do think it actually can take away from some, like, to me, like, some of the more interesting gameplay mechanics, like, you know, like scouting and even things like knowledge of the map, right? Like, you don't have to be as aware or, like, understanding of, like, what's happening on the map if you just zoom out, right? Whereas, like, a big benefit can be, like, if you're familiar, like, with your node and your terrain and stuff like, that can be a big advantage to you, as opposed to somebody who can just zoom out and see where the enemy is, or zoom out and, like, kind of decide on some strategy of where they want to attack. So, like, that can be a factor too, but I don't think that'll be a popular opinion, but I do think, like, having some kind of limiter, like, in terms of how far you can zoom out would be kind of, to me, more interesting gameplay-wise.
I do think there's going to be a limit as how far you can zoom out. Because if there is no limit, then, like I said, you open Pandora's box.
Yeah, well,
like,
there's always going to be...
WoW has a limit.
I want to clarify, too. Of course, there's going to be some limit, right? And this is true in every game. Like, otherwise, it's like, you know, Kerbal Space Program, where you can zoom out and, like, go from, like, a... you know, you're on the planet, zoomed into, like, a zoomed out perspective, right? So there's always going to be some limit. It's just a matter of, like, how limiting, right? Is it going to be more of, like, a, you know, more zoomed out third person action RPG or over the shoulder third person shooter type limit? Or is it going to be, like, a much more, like I said, kind of like action RPG type camera, or like in a real time strategy camera where you can really kind of zoom out and get the whole perspective?
I don't know. I guess that's why they're asking these questions, right?
Yeah.
I feel like WoW, in WoW, like I said, this is, like I said, camera perspective, very controversial topic. My opinion in WoW's camera perspective is that it zooms out a little too far. I think it should be a little, maybe if you push it, I can't really say, like, it's kind of hard to explain, but unless you played WoW, like, maybe if you probably pushed it in a little bit, maybe by 25% of max zoom, that would probably be my ideal max zoom out rate. Around that, give or take. But yeah, like I said, yeah, zooming out your camera, like, super far can break immersion. Like I said, if you're, like you said, people setting up siege on a hill or something, and you can just zoom out and see it, which I'm not a totally opposed against, right? I want to be able to zoom out and, like, see my battlefield, right? I also want to pan the camera behind me and see what's going on behind me, because I do that all the time in MMOs. But it's a question of balance. Like, how far should it go out? How far should it zoom in? And like I said, I think a lot of the problems with WoW is they kind of design boss fights around zoomed out, because the bosses are huge. Obviously, you think of a boss and the guy is, you know, a big baddie, you know, he's gigantic and you're tiny, right? And then just mechanics wise, they design it that way too, kind of.
Yeah.
But you probably zoom out less in a dungeon in WoW, because I've done a lot of dungeons in WoW. I don't feel like I have to zoom out all the way as much. Maybe on the bosses, just to give me a little advantage, but, like, when most of the time I don't feel like I have to play zoomed out to finish a dungeon, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this too. And again, this is all just opinion. It's all perspective. And like I said, I know my opinion may be a little bit less, probably is a lot less popular, but, like, when I kind of think of, like, what makes, like, an engaging boss fight, like, for me, and obviously these are two, like, very different types of games, right? So I'm not trying to compare it like that, but I just think of it from, like, an immersion perspective, like, and how, like, it affects me. Like, but when I'm playing, like, a Dark Souls type game, like Elden Ring, or, like, you know, the original Dark Souls or whatever, right? Like, for me, like, you know, you have those, and, you know, especially true in Elden Ring, like, you have some of those massive bosses, right? And they're, like, taking up your screen, like, they're terrifying, you know, they're doing these big swipes on you and you're trying to dodge. Like, to me, that's so much more interesting than, like, when I'm playing, you know, doing, like, a world boss in Diablo 4, right? You know, there's still interesting mechanics happening, right? Things are still, like, important, but, like, the level of, like, immersion and, like, oh my God, like, trying to, like, you know, just the immensity of, like, the boss fight, like, is so much more significant in a game like that versus, like, an action RPG or, you know, like, an MMO, like, raid, like, WoW, where you're super zoomed out and it's like, ah, well, this is... You know, I'm so zoomed out that it just kind of feels like I'm not, like, experiencing, like, the immenseness of, like, this boss, because I'm, you know, just kind of zoomed out. I'm, you know, focusing on the big thing. And I also think, too, skill is a factor, too. Like, and this is this might be a little bit of a stretch, but like, you know, a game like Overwatch, like when you play like support, like one of the biggest things like for a support that like I think separates like a really, really good support from like a maybe like a lower level support player is like awareness. Like you're because obviously you're limited to a first person perspective. Like you constantly have to be like, you know, if you're a good support, like constantly looking around, constantly making sure you know where your teammates are, where their health is. And like, so that can kind of add to the skill too. And sometimes I feel like that, you know, an MMO, if you're just like completely zoomed out, you can kind of, and obviously you have like raid, you know, meters and health meters and stuff like that too. But, you know, being able to see what your teammates are doing and kind of keep track of them and be aware of them and stuff like that can be really important too. So there is kind of like a skill element to it as well.
Yeah, this is by far probably one of the most hardest topics we've talked about, honestly, because like I said, everyone's gonna be like on any end of the spectrum, really. Like, I guess you could say anything the same about anything, but this one I feel like is gonna be the most rough in terms of I think more people will skew towards having the camera zoomed out more. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I feel.
Oh yeah, I definitely
because
think
it's
so.
Just been a thing for so long. But you brought up Elden Ring as a good point. The only thing I think you're kind of forgetting about Elden Ring is, yes, the camera's fixed in that game, but you can lock onto your target.
Yeah.
So that kind of does help a bit. So I don't, from what I've seen, I don't think you lock onto your target in Ashes. So like having the camera zoomed in and locked, I don't think would, I don't know, I don't know if it would work in a game like Ashes like that. It would be very controversial for sure, and I think there would be a huge uproar in that, but yeah, I do think it's good that they are asking these questions, because people have such a variety of opinions. It's like, in Alpha 2, right? Will we be testing those limits? Like, hopefully they'll be like, oh, well, we're just gonna let the, you know, we're just going to let it zoom out pretty far, try it out for a week or two. Then we're going to, you know, it's too much, we're going to pull it back a little. We're going to zoom, you know, reduce the distance you can zoom. And you also have to think of another thing a lot of people don't think of in, it's probably more of a nerdy way to think of it, but it, the further you zoom out your camera, the more possible it is for the engine, Unreal Engine 5, to kind of lower the details in the distance, so that might also give you an advantage too to see further out, because it, like, the trees might not render as high quality if you zoom out your camera, because that's how the engine is designed. So like, you might be able to see through vegetation and trees that might not render because your camera zoomed out farther. I mean, they could obviously not have that happen, because it will just render it based on where your character's standing, but you will take a performance hit if you zoom out a lot and keep it that way.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's interesting. Like I said, I will be interested. I hope they do kind of mess around with it. Like, obviously they're thinking about it, because they, you know, they pose these questions like in the forum and they're trying to get some feedback on it. So it's just a really interesting one, because it's not really something I think you think about a lot, but it is, to me, it can be really important, like camera's perspective. I'll give a couple examples, how camera perspective can make a big difference. One would be PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, because it's a game that started in third person, and then kind of due to like demand, they put in a first person mode. And I don't know what the numbers are. I think a lot of it's geographical, like NA kind of prefers first person, and then some other regions prefer third person. But it's so interesting, because, like, you know, it plays like a totally different game based on the perspective you're in, because, you know, third person, there's a lot of like, it's more of like you're having to like be careful, because
wall,
like,
peeking,
yeah, like people can,
you
like
can use the camera to your advantage to kind of like see over the wall,
yeah, so. Right, people can be like third person peeking around a corner, and that can kind of like help them set up shots and make it a little bit easier. First person, right? You know, and there's some downsides to first person, because PUBG is not a perfect game, you know, so sometimes things don't look as cleanly. So like, that's like one thing. I remember like when Company of Heroes 3 came out, like one of the biggest complaints on it was the fact that it felt more like you're like more pressed to the ground, like in your camera view. And a lot of people didn't like that. So like, there's like, all these, like, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but it really is. And like, for me, just like, I prefer more of a zoomed in experience. Obviously I prefer first person, but I'm not that naive to think that like we're going to be playing Ashes in first person. But I do like, you know, all the benefits. Cause again, I think there's more skill involved. I think there's also just think like being more zoomed in is like more immersive because like you're getting to see your animations of like your character more closely. You're, you know, getting to see like the cool gear you're wearing more frequently versus being kind of zoomed out. So like there's elements of that too, like where you're kind of like more immersed just because of like, you know, animation, you know, armor, perspective, like things you're wearing and things that you're kind of doing. And I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm excited to see kind of how they, I'm really excited to see that they're thinking about this because I don't know if it's something that we think about too often, but like you've kind of mentioned, like it's really important to a game and especially an MMO for sure.
I don't think people think about it too often. I mean, unless the camera's actually becoming the problem, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're playing like World of Warcraft and you're doing a boss fight or something and they like the camera was the problem, right? Like, yeah, you couldn't zoom out far enough or couldn't zoom in far enough or something, then people would complain about it. But I don't think people... I do remember they did do something with a camera in WoW a while ago where I think they locked it. Like, you could zoom out even further, but then they decided to, like, make it so you could not zoom out as far. I can't remember exactly what it was, and it kind of stirred the pot up a little bit, but I don't think it did too much damage because... I don't know, like, it's like, again, we have to see how they're doing it. It's good they're thinking about these things because, like, these things are probably never discussed publicly.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's one of those things, like, I think in a game that, like, you never really think about it until, like, you know, something's wrong or not. You know, it's like limiting or like, you know, like in an FPS, it's like you don't really think about it or care about it unless like the FOV is really bad and you can't adjust it. And then you really care about it because, you know, it just feels too limiting or it like affects you like from an accessibility perspective or just like you don't like it, right? For one reason or another. And I think that's it's same with like, you know, UI, you know, it's like you don't really, I mean, you think about it because it's really important. People talk about it a lot more frequently, I'd say, than camera perspective. But like if it functions and it works well, like, you don't really talk about it. But when it doesn't work is when it really feels like awful. And I think kind of camera's perspective kind of falls in that same category as well.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, like, based off of what they were showing us on the last dev update with their server technology, it just goes to show you like how the Ashes team is really thinking outside the box because they're thinking about things like camera perspective, you know, just a lot of the questions they pose over time that you might not think about. Like, I mean, normally you would write them off because usually, you know, if the options are good, you wouldn't need to really talk about it, right? Another example I could give is like Diablo 4. A lot of people felt Diablo 4 was too zoomed in and not. And just recently they made it so you could pull the camera back a little bit in that game. So, yeah. Like I said, these are big questions and like, when people notice it and it becomes annoying or a detriment to the game, like, it matters, right? So, like I said, I think it's good that Intrepid is asking these questions this early on because they can give us their opinion, we can give us their opinion, and then we could kind of see where we land, right? Like, I think, like I said, I love the approach they take to developing this game. They are so engaged with their community. They are so open about development. They're showing off tech that a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of other games don't show off and explaining it. It's refreshing to see a dev this engaged with their community because I've played so many games that have been, including World of Warcraft, that have gone really off the rails and became really out of touch with the community. They've kind of righted the ship a lot lately. It's still not perfect, but they're going in the right direction with WoW. And like I said, I don't want to see WoW fail. I do. Ashes is probably my future MMO, but I never want to see WoW fail. But like I said, you know, you just want to see them, you know, be engaged with the community. Obviously, the devs can't give you everything you want, but at least if they're listening, at least if they could say, hey, we can't do this because, you know, X reason. I mean, I'm fine with that. At least tell me why.
Yeah, for sure. They seem locked in, and it's, you know, I think we've realized too, like, I could understand, like, the past, you know, like, I think there was kind of like this stigma, like, you know, game developers shouldn't always listen to, like, the community, and, you know, community feedback can be, you know, a negative thing. And I think maybe that could have been true, you know, but I think today, like, people are so knowledgeable about games, like, people understand more about game dev than they ever have. People, like, have experienced so many different games that, like, generally speaking, like, a lot of community feedback it's on point. Like, we also have more ways to express community feedback and to, like, show, like, that, yes, this is a problem, you know, things like, you know, Reddit or Twitter, like, when things are getting upvoted, like, you know, a lot, and people are really passionate about it, like, oh, this really is, like, a popular, you know, issue. So those can all make a big impact. And one thing I'll say too, that because I know they're always looking for, like, suggestions, not just necessarily, you know, feedback, but, like, I would love to have, like, a camera too that might adjust based on, like situations too. Like, to me, it makes a lot of sense that, like, you know, maybe you're locked in a little bit more closely when you're just walking around on the ground third person, but maybe, like, when you're on a mount, like, you're a little bit more zoomed out because that's, you know, that's helpful. Or you're, like, riding a caravan, you're a little bit more zoomed out. Or, like, you know, we know that mayors, something that we've talked about in the past and that we kind of got to see in the Node Wars developer update video, like, you know, when you're all, like, the mayor and you have access to a flying mount, which really, you know, mayors or, like, some of the few people that really do have access to flying mounts, like, maybe they're a lot more zoomed out when they're kind of flying around, one, just to make it easier, but also because, you know, the mayor is kind of like, you know, a leader. Maybe they're like, you know, you're like, if there's a node war going on, maybe they're kind of handling strategy, like, so that's something like that could be kind of interesting, is maybe they're more zoomed out, so they're more like a tactical view. So I would be fine with, like, stuff like that personally. Just in terms of, like, being maybe a little more, if you're on the ground, you're a little bit more locked in. If you're traveling on, like, a mount or a caravan, maybe you get a little bit more luxury of being zoomed out. But yeah, I mean, that's just some suggestions that I would love to see personally.
Yeah. I mean, I think all feedback can be great as long as it's constructive.
Yeah.
But like I said, not all feedback is good, right?
No.
We love all feedback, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out right, and that's okay. I mean, my opinion might not be a good one, and I mean, that's fine. I accept it. It's just how I feel, right? It doesn't mean it has to be in the game. It doesn't mean the game has to be that way, but it doesn't hurt to express my opinion, and like I said, it doesn't hurt for you to express your opinion, so they can get a sense of, like, you know, how can we do this the best way possible, and everyone else's opinion who's invested in the game, right? So, like I said, no one opinion matters, but then in the end, they all kind of matter. So, you kind of take it as a pool of opinions and then go from there. So, I think it's kind of a cool topic to talk about this week because it was, you know, different. You know, it was a little different way to talk about the game. And we may lead into something like that next week also. I don't know if you have anything else you want to say.
No, I think we covered everything pretty well. You know, like I said, it's pretty, like I said, not something you think about or talk about maybe frequently, just because it just happens naturally in the game. Like, but it is something that's really important. So definitely glad we kind of touched on it. I don't know if you want to mention our topic for next week as well.
Yeah, so I picked this topic personally because as a longtime WoW player, I thought we should talk about this because it is a very controversial topic.
Oh yeah,
as always. And we're going to talk about add-ons and MMOs. So if you've played WoW, you know what add-ons are. And when we talk about this next week, I will give much more robust examples while we're talking about it, so you kind of get an idea. But yes, we're going to talk about add-ons and MMOs, kind of like modifying the user interface. Are they good? Are they bad? Blah blah blah. You know, the usual stuff. And, I guess join us next week for add-ons and, MMOs.
Yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. I definitely have a lot of thoughts and opinions. And like you said, very controversial, very interesting topic for sure. So that'll be really exciting. Also again, on this Friday, July 12th, we're going to be hanging out with the Golden Feather Tavern folks. So if you want to come check in there, we'll be over there and we'll kind of be chatting with them. So that's really exciting. Really, really exciting to get a chance to talk to Verktik and Chibi. So that'll be a lot of fun. Check us out there. We'll provide some links and things like that, or maybe give an update on Twitter or Discord, wherever you want to maybe find us. So check it out there. But yeah, we're going to wrap things up here. Again, of course, if you're on YouTube, as I mentioned earlier, subscribe, like, comment, anything you'd like to kind of, you know, see us do or talk about. We're certainly open to suggestions. Things have been going pretty decently. So join our Discord if you want to, you know, in the description below, if you want to chat with us, whether it's about Ashes or other things. We play other games, obviously. Leave us a review on your podcast service of choice. We would love to hear from you and get some feedback from you there as well. And yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. So we appreciate it. And we'll see you on the 12th for the Golden Feather Tavern. And we'll see you next week as well.
See you next week.